I am pleased to be joined today by Senators Gene Yaw and Dave Argel, as well as several of my Senate colleagues, and my Indiana County colleague, State Representative Jim Struzzi, Representatives Donna Oberlander and Pam Snyder, today to discuss bipartisan, bicameral legislation that we will be introducing. When Governor Wolf announced his executive order last month to have Pennsylvania enter the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI, he also said he wanted to do so in collaborative process with the General Assembly. Our legislation, Senate Bill 950, which I will introduce in the Senate, and House Bill 2025, which Representative Struzzi is introducing in the House, are identical efforts to affirm the General Assembly's role and accommodate the governor's expressed desire for a partnership to move this process forward. Entering REGI is a decision of enormous consequence to every Pennsylvanian. REGI paves the way for a tax to be placed on the emissions of carbon, the very gas we all exhale from electric generation plants right here in the Commonwealth. A unilateral attempt by the governor to implement such a tax without legislative approval simply should not occur. By advancing our legislation, we seek to ensure that our constitutional separation of powers remains intact. And to be clear, I do not believe the governor has the authority to implement such a tax without our approval. I'd like to highlight a provision from the first page of the legislation being introduced. It states, "As a matter of Pennsylvania law, no statutory or constitutional authority currently exists that authorizes a state agency to regulate or impose a tax on carbon dioxide emissions. Therefore, it is the responsibility of the General Assembly, working together with the Department of Environmental Protection, the Environmental Quality Board, and the Pennsylvania PUC, as well as other stakeholders, to determine whether and how we regulate or impose a tax on carbon dioxide emissions. While the debate about climate change needs to be taken seriously, this effort has much more to do with the authority vested in the General Assembly and accommodating the governor's desired request for a collaborative process in deciding whether or not we move forward in joining REGI. The legislative process we are beginning today meets Governor Wolf's oft-stated desire to have a government that works. I will confess to some parochialism on this issue. My senatorial district is home to three coal-fired power plants, a coal refuse-fired facility, and a natural gas-fired energy-generating facility. Collectively, they provide nearly 1,000 direct jobs in my region and several thousand more jobs through the production of the necessary fuel, transportation, and maintenance of these facilities. As additional speakers will note, these are, as the governor would say, jobs that pay. I and several of my colleagues have invited the governor to Armstrong in Indiana counties to visit these power plants, to speak with the women and men who work there every day to keep our lights on and our homes heated. They are greatly concerned that a carbon tax puts their family sustaining job at risk and will create an economic crisis throughout western Pennsylvania. These employees can help the governor understand the importance of their jobs and the electricity they produce for our Commonwealth. As their senator, so do I. I look forward to the governor's support of this legislation, as well as his visit to the district I represent, to affirm to the employees and their families that he is truly committed to a government that works by protecting jobs that pay.